This is Cougar Halftime Live. Cougar Halftime Live is brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
At the break in Dallas, SMU leading the BYU Cougars by a halftime score of 9-7. Coming up on Waystar Cougar Halftime Live, BYU TV's Blaine Fowler will join me to discuss the first half. We'll get Blaine's thoughts on the first two quarters. We'll also give you the schedule tomorrow in the Big 12 Conference. BYU is the only Big 12 team playing tonight, so we'll give you the breakdown on who's in action tomorrow. Plus, one NFL game going on tonight in Brazil between the Eagles and the Packers. We'll update you on that game as well. Before we get to that, though, let's get you back out to Gerald J. Ford Stadium in Dallas, Texas, and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Thank you, Jason. BYU outgained and outscored in the first half here in Dallas. SMU 145 yards to BYU's 125, so you're pacing for 250. That's generally not going to get it done. BYU on third downs, not going to get it done at 2-for-7, a fourth down failure as well. So on the conversion downs, 2-for-8 in half number one. BYU averaging under 4 yards per play. Defensively, they're actually doing a really nice job. SMU, which was averaging 54 points per home game during their current 9-game home win streak, they were at 3.5 yards per play, and they were held to 3 field goal tries. They also had their first red zone failure of the year. They were 9-for-9 coming into the night, 1-for-2 in the first half. SMU outpossessing BYU 17 minutes to 13 minutes in the first half. Jake Retzlaff under 50%, 7-for-15, 80 yards and a score. Hinkley Ropati 6-for-20, LJ Martin 5-for-20 on the ground, but no runs longer than 9 yards for the first half. And LJ Martin left the game injured, did not return. Keelan Marion leading BYU through the air, two receptions for 22. Chase Roberts, the target hog last week, 1 catch for 12 yards. And Darius Lassiter, without an official reception, he had 1 swing pass that was ruled a lateral, so a run for Lassiter for 0 yards, nothing doing there. Jennings, the more effective quarterback, 10-for-17 for 82. Stone was 2-for-4 and 4 yards. Jennings leading rusher for SMU, 7-for-32. BYU started smartly enough in this game. The first drive was a fumble lost by Jake Retzlaff, but no damage done as the defense held. But on possession number two, the best drive. In fact, BYU gained more than half of its yards for the half on this one possession. It went 8 plays, 75 yards, took 3:23 off the clock, and ended this way. Keelan Marion left. Retzlaff will throw. Tase makes a diving catch. Touchdown! Mataba Tase is not being helped to his feet yet because he took a hard tumble in the end zone, making the catch for the score. He had to kind of slightly bobble it, tip it to himself, and come down with the ball. He makes a catch. He pays a price as he remains down in the end zone. But it's a touchdown catch by Mataba Tase, his second in as many games. It is 6-0 BYU. PAT good by Fair, and you heard the timeout for the injured player, the referee's announcement, and it was Tase who fell on the ball but made the catch for the score, 7-0, but that was it for BYU. The ensuing BYU possessions went punt, 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 turnover on downs after a 3rd and inches, turned into a 4th and inches, turned into a turnover on downs, and then a field goal miss, which would have given BYU a shot in the arm at the break. It was a long one. It would have been 55 yards. It had the distance but missed wide left, and so SMU, despite being held to nothing but field goals, leading BYU 9-7 after 38 minutes of play. BYU fans, Chick-fil-A's honey pepper pimento sandwich is back. And don't forget to try our brand new banana pudding milkshake. Chick-fil-A, eat more chicken. BYU needs more points in the second half. Hans, how do they get it done?
Well, first and foremost, you're going to scout yourself here. And, Greg, I want to be really clear with this. This SMU team is the second half team. They are very good at adjustments. Casey Woods is their offensive coordinator. They went into that game at half against Nevada, and they were down, and momentum was gone, and it looked bleak, and offense was embarrassing. And then they came out in the second half, and they lit it on fire. And I'll tell you how they lit it on fire. They made some major adjustments. They started running comeback routes. They started started helping in pocket protection, and they started making their passes. And Stone lit it up between him and R.J. Maryland in the second half of that Nevada game. So I'm self-scouting right now. You might have thought you did good, but I'm saying, okay, we did it good, but we're going to have to make some changes. If we see these formations, we've got to be ready with this change. and don't get outsmarted in the second half.
Halftime score, 9-7, Mustangs over the Cougars. Now back to BYU Radio and Cougar Halftime Live with Jason Shepherd and Blaine Fowler. Jason.
Thank you very much, Greg. We'll get back to the guys in Texas coming up in just a little bit. Time for Cougar Halftime Live, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare. Learn more at waystar.com. And as Greg alluded to, I'm joined by the very handsome Blaine Fowler here in our BYU Radio studios.
My new haircut. That's
I did notice your new haircut. It looks fantastic. What was fantastic in the first half was the BYU defense holding this very potent SMU offense to 3 first-half field goals. Also fantastic was the touchdown drive by BYU. Since that touchdown drive, the offense struggling a little bit, Blaine. Well, yeah. It's not a little bit. Struggling a lot.
Yeah, struggling mightily. It's There's a couple of things. You talk about scoring, and sometimes getting points is hard to do. But offensively, you have to get some first downs, right? And so BYU came out, that touchdown drive, it looked like, whoa, like BYU, the offense does look good. They've made, you know, they're running the ball. LJ was healthy. Just really complimentary offense they were playing. And they go down and they get the touchdown. Then they follow that up with 5 straight no first down possessions. And I said, we could call them all 3 and outs, but remember, they went on 4th down once, so it's a 4 and out. But 0 first downs for 5 straight possessions. So your defense is out there, and they're grinding, and you're playing a lot of the game down on your side of the field because you're not flipping the field. The way you flip the field is you're patient. Your offense, maybe they don't score, but they go and get 3 first downs, and you move the ball, and then you punt it. And then you hold them, you know, to 1 first down. And then they punt it. And then you get 2 or 3 first downs, and then you punt it. And pretty soon you're playing in a shorter field. BYU played with the shadow of their own end zone on their backs the entire first half because the offense couldn't move the football. Not only could they not score for 5 straight, and multiple of those drives were negative yards. Yeah. And so SMU played with the benefit of good field position. That's why they got the first 2 field goals. They hardly moved the ball. They had they had less yardage than they had field goal yardage at one point. Now, their last drive to score was pretty impressive drive. But BYU's always been able to step up defensively, stop a drive, and force a field goal. That's typically a formula for winning. And they held SMU, that's pretty potent, to 9 points in that first half and just 145 yards of total offense. But you can't continue to stay in the game with that mindset. The defense can't keep rolling out there and not get exhausted if the offense doesn't string some first downs together.
How much of this, you know, it could just be a coincidence, but a lot of the offensive struggles happened when LJ Martin left the game with an injury. How much is that playing into what we've seen?
I think some of it is that, but you got to be able to adjust, because I think they came in with a game plan where they had seen, when SMU played against Power 5 schools last year, they struggled to stop the run with big physical running backs and running downhill. LJ comes in, and like you said, he was in the game for that touchdown drive. They look good. He goes out. Hinkley Rapati's a different kind of back. He's not the downhill guy like LJ is. Miles Davis is a different kind of back. He's not a downhill guy like those guys. You've got to adjust, though. And so what has to happen is your quick passing game has to become the extension of your run game. Screens, quick throws, slants, those kinds of things. Now, they did call a few of those, and on the ones that they called, Jake got 2 balls batted down. They called a quick screen call out to Chase Roberts, which you should complete, I would say, 95% plus. Ball was bad throw and on the ground. And so Aaron did call a couple of those, but you know what? If they get batted down and one's an errant throw, but the plays were there, you got to keep calling them. And this is a quarterback right now on Jake Retzlaff that needs to get some confidence here in the second half. And if you don't have your big back running downhill, you can do the same thing with a quick pass game. And I've seen not very many, as a percentage of the calls in that first half, where you just quick balls, get them out, little quick hitch, little slant route, little bubble screen. With Jennings in the game, the completes they're having are he drops back, they run downfield, and he throws a little swing pass to a running back. And sometimes they net 0 yards, but it's a completion, or they net 1 yards, but it's a completion. And BYU's done a pretty good job, but it seems like he's completing a lot of balls. Now, he doesn't have a ton of yards passing.
Yeah. But won't you be surprised? I'll be shocked if when SMU takes the field for their first offensive possession in the second half, it's not Kevin Jennings. Because BYU dominated Preston
Stone.
He had no chance.
They don't fear Preston Stone's running as much. So BYU, when he's in the game, they are not afraid to blitz and just come after him. because they're not as worried that he'll avoid the outside rush and get out on the edge and cause them problems or step up in a gap. He's just not the same with his feet. Now, Jennings, not a great thrower.
No.
And so they're a little more willing to play coverage, but they're a little less aggressive. And being less aggressive has allowed them to not get any home runs or any, but get enough first downs pieced together to get down the field and kick some field goals, especially for two of those field goals were had short fields to manage to get those field goals. So, yeah, it's and turnovers. I have to say, BYU had a turnover in their own territory, a fumble, and that defense just caused negative yardage with Stone in the game, and they got no points out of it.
And then BYU had that chance.
SMU had the same thing. So both teams defended their turnover and kept points off the board. Admirable on both sides. Right. Defenses are playing well. SMU feels like they have more momentum because it seems like they're completing balls.
Yeah.
They're really not moving the ball and getting it down scoring position, but they feel like they have more momentum. Momentum's a big thing, especially where it feels like they're piecing more first downs together and they're getting points. Remember, they've had three straight scores.
Yeah.
BYU gets the ball first. They have to come down. They need to give Jake some easier throws, complete some balls, get in a rhythm. You start to complete some balls, you get those guys, those linebackers to back off the line of scrimmage, to get in the throwing lanes, now you can run it, whether it's Hinkley or Miles, or you get that ankle taped up and it's LJ. You may have to set up the run game with a quick pass game, but I think you've got to get the screen game, the quick throw game, some of that in. And BYU hasn't taken a shot over the top yet in this game. Not a single shot over the top.
Yep.
I thought when they got the fumble recovery, After the punt,
they were going to go deep.
I thought, come in here. Yep. Defense just went over and sat down and put their helmet under their feet, and now they just ran back out there, throw something over the top. So not as aggressive as they've been, but they'll hopefully, as Han says, do a little self scouting and go, guys, we need to be a little more aggressive on offense.
Blaine, great stuff as always. We'll let you get back down, get ready for your TV responsibilities after the game.
Thanks,
man. Appreciate it. The great Blaine Fowler. We'll take a break, come back, and give you the schedule tomorrow in the Big 12. BYU trailing 9-7 at SMU. Back with more Cougar Halftime Live brought to you by Waystar on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to Jason Shepherd.
Welcome back to Cougar Halftime Live, brought to you by Waystar. Simplifying healthcare payments so that providers and patients can focus on what matters most. Join us on this journey. Visit waystar.com/careers. Tomorrow in the Big 12 Conference, Oklahoma State hosting Arkansas. That's your early game, also at 10 a.m. Tulane is hosting number 17, Kansas State. Cincinnati facing Pittsburgh. Baylor at number 11, Utah. Iowa and Iowa State, rivalry matchup there at 1:30. West Virginia taking on the University of Albany, UCF, hosting Sam Houston. Kansas at Illinois, big matchup between Nebraska and Colorado. Oklahoma versus Houston. TCU hosting Long Island University. Arizona hosting Northern Arizona. Texas Tech at Washington State. And then Arizona State hosting Mississippi State. We'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for the third quarter on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's rejoin Jason Shepherd for more Cougar Halftime Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU trailing by 2. 9 unanswered by the Mustangs has SMU on top at the break, 9-7. Third quarter action coming your way in just a second. Let's switch gears from college football to the NFL, the rare Friday night week 1 game. It's in Brazil in Sao Paulo. It's the Eagles and the Packers. Second quarter action, Eagles with a 1-point lead over Green Bay by a score of 7-6. Third quarter about to start. Time to get you back out to Dallas, Texas, and rejoin Greg Wrubell, Hans Olsen, and Mitchell Juergens at the half. SMU leading BYU 9-7. This is BYU football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Game home winning streak are the Cougars, who received the kickoff to begin half number 2. Colin Rogers, who's done all the scoring for SMU, boots away. Keelan Marion will take it from 2 yards deep in the end zone. And BYU gets out to the 17 minus 8 yards on that return. Because you take a knee, you're at the 25, you take it out to the 17, you start the second half in negative yardage territory, minus 8.
Second time.
BYU will be inside its own 20. Second time that Marion has opted to try and gain yards instead of take a touchback. And he's been minus 9 and minus 8 on those two choices. You don't want to fault the athlete who can do athletic things. BYU's been unrewarded for many of its choices since the opening quarter. And Enoch Navahine is the running back. As Jake Retzloff throws underneath, intended for Cody Epps, incomplete. It was wide of Epps, who made a diving stab at the 32. It drops to the turf, and BYU now facing a second and 10.
Epps is going to dive into the zone look. SMU's dropping back into zone pressures, and Epps digs into the zone, and he comes back at it, and it looks like that hit his hands. It may be a catchable ball, but you're right, a little bit inaccurate.
Down. O.J. Martin is hurt. Rapati, no. Davis, no. Hounga, no. Navahine, play fake. Retzloff, complete. Nicely done. Darius Lassiter at the 40-yard line. 45-50. Darius on his feet. 45-40. 35. 30-yard line. Inside the 30. Still on his feet. The pile pushing. 26-yard line. Retzloff to Lassiter. And that became an explosive play as Darius took it into SMU territory. And then the pile kept on pushing and moving and surging. And first and 10, BYU all the way down to the SMU 26.
There's that Darius Lassiter magic that we've been waiting for, Greg. You know, get it to him. Get it in his hands. You didn't get him game one, so get it in his hands and let him go make some plays. He just continues to chug his feet. He's got belief that he's got more yards in every single catch. Let him go get them.
First minute of play is trickled away here in the third quarter. Retzloff wings it away and is picked off as he's about to go down. Interception, SMU midfield and down to the BYU 35. Jake Retzloff was being sacked. He threw while going down. It was deflected. Kobe Wilson picks it off and changes momentum back into SMU's hands. Jake Retzloff's second turnover lost on the night. After the big play by Lassiter, Jake did not want to go down with the football, tried to make a play, and ends up throwing his first interception of the season.
Well, this is how it goes. Number 22, Kale Sanders, he's lined up at the backer. He's actually the nickel, so he's out on the slot. It's basically a nickel blitz. He comes flying from the outside, and he hits Retzloff, and as Retzloff is getting hit, he's trying to launch it. Kobe Wilson, the other linebacker, steps underneath it, and he's able to return it. Greg, bottom line is you just can't throw it when you're getting tackled. That's a bad mistake by Jake Retzloff.
SMU first and 10 now at the BYU 35. Jennings rides a handoff to Breshard Smith for no gain to the right side. Second down and 10.
BYU's defense showing up early. They had a really good first half. I mean, the reason you're in this game is because this defense has been throwing punches, getting all kinds of pressures, and a lot of that falls on Blake Mangelson.
Ball far hash, Mustangs right to left from our vantage point here in the third quarter. Trips left, wing back left, weak side is right. The run is to the right by Jennings. A yard is all. Third down and 9. And 34-yard line coming up. The BYU 34. Jennings a little hobbled on his way up.
So you heard me calling for Mark Collins to get off the block on the outside. And that's exactly what he just did. He was able to avoid the block, came up, and made the tackle for a short gain.
Shotgun for Jennings on third down and 9 from the BYU 34. The rusher is Kelly. The throw underneath to the tight end for a first down, Matthew Hibner. A gain of 12 on third down and 9. Only the third down conversion of the night for SMU. The Mustangs now 3 for 11, BYU 2 for 7. And they'll hurry it up. Trips left, pistol. Turning and giving is Jennings to Knighton, and Knighton will force a BYU tackler back. The line markers were not set yet. We'll give him a gain of 4 on that. Second down and 6. Second and 6 with under 12 to play in the third quarter. SMU 9, BYU 7. Run middle to Knighton on second and 6. Gained 3. Third down and 3 coming up. Well, BYU's minus 1 in the turnover margin. Minus 2 on the scoreboard, 9-7.
Right now, SMU's trying to recapture the physicality battle, and they're doing a really good job of it in the middle.
3.5 gone here in the third. Jennings in the gun. Looks left and throws complete, but short of the line to gain by a yard to Romello Brinson. Threw between the hash marks and numbers left side, immediately tackled, setting up a fourth down and one, and SMU will keep the offense on the field. Tight end, who will act as a fullback, Stone Eby, re-enters the game for the Mustangs. SMU is 0 for 1 on fourth downs. BYU is, or switch that around, BYU's 0 for 1 on fourth, SMU's 1 for 2.
Exceptional coverage by Evan Johnson to at least force the fourth down.
From the 13-yard line of BYU, ball set on the near hash and Jennings in the shotgun. And timeout SMU early in quarter number 3. 10:42 to play in the third, and the Mustangs will talk over this fourth and one. We'll take a break. 9-7, Mustangs lead the Cougs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. It's a good first quarter of the second game, and will not play anymore tonight. Now the long-term availability of L.J. Martin is called into question. Called into question is this game is the outcome with a two-point lead for the home team. SMU facing a fourth down and one at the BYU 13-yard line.
Don't jump.
Shotgun with tailback and wingback. The wingback is left, the tailback off the right hip of the quarterback Jennings. Fourth and long one. The give to Burchard Smith, and he will run uprightly between the tackles for a gain of three and move the sticks on fourth and one.
They go back to the shotgun, and they're just going to go with a confident downhill blast. This is just a power blast, and they're able to move the pocket.
First and 10 now at the BYU 11. Jennings gun. Wingback look to the right, a turn and a handoff left. Spinning out of a tackle is Burchard Smith, thrown down at the boundary after a gain of maybe a yard to the left side. Tackle at the sideline, second and 9. SMU has not found the end zone yet tonight, 9-7. The lead on 3 Colin Rogers field goals, including 2 50-yarders. 53, 52, and then a 38. Part of a 9-0 SMU run after BYU scored in the first quarter, midway through the first on a Jake Retzlaff to Matava Tase touchdown pass. Retzlaff has lost a fumble and thrown a pick for BYU's 2 giveaways in this game. Second and 10 from the BYU 11. Dropping to pass is Jennings. Guns for the end zone, and behind the intended receiver, Hibner, the tight end, Raider DeMooney, was in coverage. And it'll go to third down and 10.
You're hearing the boos because Raider DeMooney is kind of locked up with the receiver. I felt like it was good coverage. He was kind of running in the face of the receiver in the end zone. Had his hands in there, but it was kind of a back-and-forth battle between him and Hibner, the big tight end.
Tight end Maryland and 2 wide receivers left. Wide receiver to the right, the wide side. Ball near hash, SMU right to left here in the third quarter of play. 9:39 to play in the third. Third down and 10 from the BYU 11. Jennings pulls it down, has room to run to the left. Will throw on the run and throw in the end zone. Incomplete, no flag. Looking for Jake Bailey at the boundary. And it'll go to fourth and 10. And here comes Colin Rogers again. It's all Colin Rogers as Rhett Lashley is Colin Rogers to make it 12-7.
Great job by Jack Kelly to seal off that edge because Jack kind of got caught up in the traffic on the inside. And there was nearly a lane for Jennings to run. And remember, there was still a first down available at the 1.5-yard line. So nice job by Jack Kelly to force that throw and incompletion.
Rogers 3-for-3 tonight, 6-for-7 on the year. 3 50-yarders on the year, including 2 tonight. This will be a 28-yard try. It is up and it is good. And more Colin Rogers expands the lead to 12-7. BYU still within a single score, but have not scored since midway through the first quarter. We're taking a break early in the third quarter. 9:28 to play in the third. SMU 12 and BYU 7 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
BYU football brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. SMU last beat a power conference team here at home in 2010, 35-21 over Washington State. SMU leading BYU out of the Big 12, 12-7. Of course, SMU now a power conference team playing in the ACC for the first time. SMU will kick it away with a 5-point lead. 4 straight field goals after BYU opened the game 7-0 with the lead. Keelan Marion is back in the end zone, 3 yards deep. The off returner is Miles Davis. And Colin Rogers, the lone scorer for the home team, will boot it away. Hans, how important a drive does this feel to you if you're BYU?
Well, I think it's critical, and I think you got to get back to the run game, and I think you got to start getting some wins up front, and you got to reclaim that physicality battle that I've talked about in the trench. You've got to be able to at least catch the edges on these SMU defensive linemen and start to get some yardage on the ground. 45 yards rushing through this point in the game is just not enough. And losing L.J. Martin, it hurts. And you've gone with Nauhine. You've gone with a little bit with Rapati. Do you maybe try Davis? What, you know, you just go until you find something that works.
The run game struggled so mightily last year. In game one, 3.8 yards per carry. In game two, 2.5 yards per carry. Marion from the 5-yard line. The 10, 15, and 20 out to the 25, 26, 27. So there's a positive kickoff return situation out to the 28-yard line. Give them the 29. So BYU plus 4 on that return after a couple of negative net returns. Jake Retzloff and the BYU offense back out on the field. BYU has gained 182 yards to SMU's 169. It is a defensive struggle to this point. Just one touchdown in the game. It was scored by BYU midway through the first quarter. And the running back is Enoch Nauhine. Number 5 on my depth chart at running back. Retzloff under center will motion Roberts from right to left. Stretch handoff to Nauhine, and he will get nothing. Running off tackle right. Hinkley Rapati, L.J. Martin, Miles Davis, Pokaiawa Haunga. Haunga only a freshman, but he was running back number 4 on my depth chart with Nauhine as the 5. And Nauhine has been playing 2 weeks in a row and gets a carry for no gain. Well, give him maybe a yard. It'll be second down and 9.
Well, BYU lined up in a jumbo set. They went with 12 personnel, which is just a fancy way of saying one running back, 2 tight ends. 2 tight ends were connected, and they wanted to just hit a little bit of power, and SMU held up. Remember, this is a big, beefy defensive line from SMU.
Nauhine, the pistol back now on 2nd and 9. Give to Enoch. Lowers the shoulder pads. It's a good run on 2nd and 9 of 7, setting up a 3rd down and 2 for BYU, and the Cougs really need to go to work on the conversion downs. 2 for 7 on 3rd and 0 for 1 on 4th. That's 2 for 8 in your chain movers tonight.
Hurry up.
3rd down and 2. Retzloff in the gun. Nauhine is the running back off his left hip. They will stop, look to the sideline, get their signals, and reset with a play clock at 12 and change the entire formation to trips right, including tight end Tase, who has the touchdown. Play clock at 5. Retzloff shotgun. The hand clap. Snap at 4. Retzloff throws right wing to Nauhine. Did not make the first down. On 3rd and 2, a gain of 1 to the right side. 4th and 1. And isn't this a critical call? 39-yard line, and the offense looks to be staying on the field. 4th down and 1 from the BYU 38-yard line. Line to gain the 39. And no, it'll be a punt. Took a while, but the punt team will come on with BYU kicking away early in quarter number 3.
You heard Kalani say he needs the offense to start getting the momentum back in his halftime conversation. And those are 2 pretty failed attempts where you got to turn over and now a 4th down push to the punt. That is crippling for momentum. Now you just got to make sure you get this thing back from SMU.
Delay a game. Offense, number 35, 5-yard penalty, 4th down.
Doesn't matter much, that penalty. Set up a 4th and 6. Sam Vanderhaar officially given that flag, the punter. Roderick Daniels back to return inside his 25-yard line. This punt will follow the left hash. Rugby look to the right. The sidewinder is caught at the 20-yard line and immediately tackled is Roderick Daniels, Jr. Marcus McKenzie down to make the stop. Nice to call his name again on special teams. Timeout on the field. 6:48 to go in the third quarter, more than halfway through the third quarter of play. The lead for SMU is 5-12-7. Mustangs lead the Cougars on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back to Gerald J. Ford Stadium, Dallas, Texas, 32,000-seat home of the SMU Mustangs, SMU 12 and BYU 7. Well, SMU is certainly unlikely to reach its per-game average in scoring that it's had during its nine-game home win streak, again, playing a lot of the lower-tier teams in the American Conference in that time. Still, during the nine-game home win streak, SMU averaging 53.9 points per game. They have no touchdowns in this game, but they do have a lead of 5-12-7 over BYU. Neither team has gotten to 200 yards in offense. BYU 191, SMU 169. BYU's run the ball for just 53 yards, and they've done so on 2.7 yards per carry. The run game remains a work in progress, and LJ Martin left the game injured. Hinkley Ropati was ineffective. Miles Davis got one touch, and they've gone to Enoch Navahine in the run game, along with Jake Retzloff in the backfield at the moment. And the offense has failed to find any momentum since the opening quarter. BYU's drives since the touchdown: punt, 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 turnover on downs, missed field goal, interception, punt.
I forgot about the missed field goal in there.
Would have given BYU the lead at halftime.
Was that a 54
or 55? Yeah, it was. It might have officially been 54, but it would have been a 54 and a half. Had the distance and missed by a couple of yards left.
Well, one thing that's formed that I've been hinting at, mentioning during the broadcast, is SMU actually grabbed the power back in the trenches. BYU had it. SMU has taken it back. Now, let's go back to this BYU defensive line. Go get a sack. Make a big play right here.
Still a very winnable game. It's a one-score game. It's Kevin Jennings at quarterback. Held. Yes, there comes the flag. As Isaiah Banya was held as he got a path on Kevin Jennings, I'd be stunned if this isn't holding on SMU.
Oh, yeah, that's a hold. And that's just as good as a sack.
Holding. Number 59 offense. 10-yard penalty. First down.
Left tackle P.J. Williams trying to deal with Isaiah Banya.
Good job by Banya to sell it too, Greg. He, you know, when we were talking about the punter not selling the roughing the punter, Banya threw his hands up and spun around, and there's no question he was held. P.J. Williams was absolutely holding him up, but way to sell it at the point of attack.
First and 20 now, loss of 10 on the holding penalty. BYU shows four at the line. Stretch handoff to Rashard Smith running left. Banya and three other teammates forcing the runner down at the boundary. And among those players in on the tackle, Jaden Dunlap. As we've seen a lot of secondary depth from BYU. The Cougar defense is doing a fine job tonight. They really are.
Well, that was Isaiah Banya, too. Now, Isaiah swims his tackle, P.J. Williams, and then goes to the inside move and gets back outside to make first contact to push this thing for attack for a loss.
Second and 21 now. BYU jumped, and the flag will fly as it's a free play for Kevin Jennings. Throws incomplete to the far boundary. It'll come back to second and 16. Don't believe BYU was drawn there.
Offside, defense, number 99, 5-yard penalty, second down.
Josh Singh, the guilty party. Second and 16 now. It'll be at the SMU 14-yard line. 5:52 to play in quarter, number 3, 12-7 Mustangs. Mustangs going right to left from our vantage point. Mustangs in red jerseys, BYU in white jerseys. White and navy for BYU. Wide receiver screen to the far side as a forward pass, but incomplete. The Cougs did scoop and take it into the end zone, but it was a forward pass incomplete to the right side on the screen attempt. So it'll be third down and long. Third and 16 for SMU. Nice chance here for BYU to get good field position and try and reestablish some momentum with the offense just kind of treading water and not even that, actually kind of running in mud for the last couple of quarters.
And guess who did it? It was the defensive line. That's exactly what's happened. This has been a crazy trench momentum battle. More than I've seen in a long time, where BYU's trench will get it, then SMU's trench, but BYU just won it up front right here.
Cougs go back to nickel in a 3-3-5. Jennings will gun it, see a deflected ball go incomplete. Leaping to get a touch on it was Isaiah Glasker, and so the linebacker with a deflected pass forces an incompletion. And on 4th and 16, BYU gets the ball back with SMU punting away with 5:43 to play in quarter number 3.
And it should be good field position, too. I really want people to visualize the field position that BYU has been starting in. Outside of some of the kick returns, you know, you're looking at that 17, 18-yard starting position or 18-yard line starting position. Hopefully it's something better.
Slight run to the right and a back spinner to Parker Kingston at the 41-yard line, but he's immediately tackled. And so BYU will have the football in its best field position since that SMU punt the BYU punt that hit an SMU player in the back that gave BYU the ball at the SMU 36-yard line. Of course, BYU turned the ball over on downs on the ensuing sequence, but second best starting field position of the night for BYU.
That's very, very helpful. Just gives you a little bit of vote of confidence. It allows this offensive coordinator, Aaron Roderick, to make some good power decisions. I know you started to push the run, as I'd hoped. Push it more. You've got to start getting some yards on the ground.
Enoch Navahine, the Utah State transfer from Kahuku, Hawaii, the 5'10", 205-pound junior, is the running back off the right hip of Jake Retzloff. Retzloff will pull it out of Nawahine's belly, and Jake Retzloff will take off on the keeper for a run of 12 past the midfield stripe. So to the SMU 49 goes Retzloff on a 12-yard run. And that for BYU will be its longest run of the night. First double-digit run comes from Retzloff. It goes for 12 yards. The long run before that moment was a Hinkley Ropati scamper of 9.
More of that. Keep it up. Let Jake make that mesh point decision. If he can take it outside, outside. If not, let's just get it going down the middle and get those yardage going on the ground.
Erickson part of two receiving options to the right side. They'll now motion the tight end Erickson in from right to left, and it'll be Retzloff on a keeper left side. Steps out of a tackle and falls forward for a gain of 7. Give him 6 on the spot. Retzloff, a 12-yard run. Retzloff, a 6-yard run. But you're setting yourself your 2nd and 4. You're giving yourself some options, gaining first down yards. And now BYU down to the SMU 43-yard line. 4:33 to play. 12-7. BYU's one successful drive away from being back in the lead in this game. As much as things have been a struggle for the Cougars on offense for, on clock time, about 2 hours. Roberts left, Epps Lassiter right, Retzloff gun with Navahine off his right hip. Tase is the tight end right, so trips to the right, including a tight end. Retzloff will see a direct snap go to Navahine, give it back to Jake, and Jake will throw on the run, finds Tase 30, 25, hurdle, 20, spin down, red zone possession for BYU. The direct snap goes to Navahine, got it to Retzloff, who finds Tase, and the Cougars are inside the 21st and 10.
Okay, so Navahine and Jake Retzloff are lined up right by each other, and they shift just before the snap, and it's a direct snap to Nawahine, and he's able to throw it back to Jake Retzloff. Retzloff finds Tava wide open off the outside, and it's just a beautiful game. Nice trick play by Aaron Roderick.
There's a spark for BYU. Can the Cougs finish it off by finding the end zone on this possession? Motion man Kingston. Jet sweep fake to Parker, keep by Retzloff, and he finds the 15-yard line and inside of it to the 14, 3 or 4 on 1st and 10. It'll be 2nd and 7 for BYU. In fact, give him just the 2 on the spot. They say a knee was down before the fall forward, so the spot will be the 15-yard line, 2nd down and 8. 3:10 to play in quarter number 3, 12-7 Mustangs. BYU with its deepest incursion in some time.
Sonny Moccasini pulling around, picking up the next level. He's getting some push. Offensive line is starting to show some life here, Greg.
Arthur's BYU's been since scoring its touchdown in the first quarter. Motion man is Marion. Takes that jet sweep handoff running to the right, but he was taken off his line and lost on the play a yard or two. So it'll be 3rd down and 9 or 10 for BYU. Give him a loss of 2, setting up 3rd and 10. Field goal here brings you within 2. We'll see if Aaron Roderick has 2 plays in mind to gain the 10 yards.
That play was made by number 5, Elijah Roberts for SMU. That defensive end we've talked so much about. He just pushed his blocker into the backfield, and that made that sweep bubble, and that's how you ended up losing the yards.
3rd and a long 10. Tight trips to the left. Navahine in the backfield, and timeout SMU. the Mustangs second of the second half. Right, they did call one earlier, did they not?
Yeah, that's right.
Timeout, SMU, their first of the half.
Nope.
Oh.
30 seconds.
That'd be second.
Okay, the scoreboard had already.
Second of the half.
Thank you.
Here we go. Yeah, I thought it was right.
Yeah, why do we always got to correct the refs?
It is third down, long 10 for BYU. The teams will huddle. We'll stay right here with it. The ball at the SMU 18-yard line.
Well, you got yourself into an interesting third down situation, and there's been a few things that we haven't seen. We haven't seen Keanu Hill at any point, and probably a lot of that has to do with Tabatase just showing so much in receiving ability. But you do have Keanu Hill coming into formation. And, Greg, I'm telling you, at some point, he's got to show that possession receiving tight end level that we had talked about through camp and what Aaron Roderick needs from him. I know there are packages in here that specifically go to him.
Lassiter and Hill to the right, Epps and Roberts the left. Roberts the wider of the two. Navahine off the right hip of Retzloff. 3 yards to Jake's left. Jake, helmet high snap. Retzloff guns it low, complete to Keanu Hill at the 10-yard line. Did not get the line to gain, setting up a fourth down and long one. What do you do now?
I don't know. I was just sitting here kind of shocked that it actually went to Keanu Hill. That was one of the package plays I had expected, but you want to get yourself to the marker and give yourself that shot at the first.
BYU is 2 for 10 on conversion downs, 2 for 9 on third, 0 for 1 on fourth. It's a massive play with 100 seconds to play in the third quarter. Fourth and a long one, almost 2 for BYU, trailing 12 to 7. The ball is just inside the 10. Need to get to the 8, and officials timeout.
Official timeout.
They're trying to make sure the line to gain marker is exactly where it's supposed to be. We'll call it fourth and two, but it looks more like a fourth and long one to me. The spot of the ball is the 9. The line to gain is the 8. It's just barely over a yard, so maybe officially fourth and two, but it's a long one for BYU. Last time BYU had fourth and inches, they lost yardage on the play with Miles Davis. Now they've got Enoch Navahine in the game to the right hip of Retzloff. Tight end and wide receiver left. Double tight end wide receiver left. Lassiter to the right. Retzloff in the gun. The motion man is Roberts. The give is Navahine. Opens up and touchdown! Enoch Navahine from 9 yards out. And for the first time as a BYU Cougar, Enoch Navahine scores, and the Cougs are in front 13-12.
That's how they do it.
15 to play in the third.
They motion Chase Roberts across. Chase is going to bring some of that defensive attention with him. It's going to widen the defenders and the defender's eyes. It takes the safety's eye away from that inside seam. You hand it off to Nwahine, and he just finds a perfect momentum kind of tempo downhill run. I want people to understand that this is such a planned timing run in order to hit it with that kind of momentum. But great job drawing the attention to the outside, because you would think Chase Roberts is your target right there. So great job using him as a flare.
BYU will go for 2 and a field goal lead. Davis motions out to the right as the lob is to the right corner of the end zone. And Keanu Hill makes the 2-point reception. So hands called for Keanu, and he had 2 big catches on this drive. That one for a 2-point conversion that makes the score 15-12, BYU by 3.
Well, there are certain packages and certain personnel groups that kind of give us all tell signs on what is going to happen. And when you move Keanu Hill to the outside and you find the matchups that you're looking for, or this coordinating staff is looking for, then it's kind of easy to make those predictions as long as they stay on track. But that one was kind of tipped up to himself. He double-touched it, and then he came down with it in the very corner of the end zone. But a very important 2 points potentially, because this kicker is good from, what, 60, 62 yards? I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have a limit. Maybe it's 80. I don't know. He's made everything he's tried to put through the uprights to this point.
After 8 possessions without a touchdown or without a score of any kind, BYU scores a touchdown. It's a Mountain America Credit Union touchdown for BYU for the second time tonight. It's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross. Pigskin scoring summary presented by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats, providing hundreds of jobs in Utah while producing safe and nutritious pork. Real pork raised by real Utah farmers for real Cougar fans like you. For more information, follow Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. The fair end kickoff is returned from 1 yard deep by Brashard Smith. Smith to the 15, the 20 and 24 yard line, giving the 25 a flag on the play. This may come back. A ways. That pigskin scoring summary sees BYU going 7 plays, 61 yards, 4:19 off the clock. And the final play is an Enoch Nabahine 9-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion caught by Keanu Hill. Here's the flag.
Be a hold.
Doing a return. Holding. Receiving team. Number 44. Mm-hmm. Half the distance to the goal. First down.
Right in the lane. That's the point of attack. Anytime you hold right where the ball is going to run, they're going to throw the flag on you. It's good eyes there by the ref.
We're going to call that to Enoch Nabahine touchdown run. Our Hyundai Power Play of the Game. Came out of 4th and long 1. Power Play of the Game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Power Play of the Game puts BYU back in front. And the 2-point conversion makes it a 3-point BYU lead, 15-12. SMU backed up to its 9-yard line now. This BYU defense has been so good all night. Make another play or two here, and BYU gets the ball back in a real good spot with a 3-point lead.
Oh, they've been so good all night, man. 12 points in this stadium to this offense. That's incredible.
1:08 to play in the third. Kevin Jennings holds it out there and gives to Knighton. Knighton tried to string it out to the right. Got only a yard is all to the 11. Give him 2 to the 11. Second down and 8. Jalen Knighton on the carry. And SMU still at 168 yards of total offense. BYU nearly 100 more at 252. Jennings shotgun. Final minute of the third quarter.
Excellent tackle by Crew Wakely.
Shotgun snap, Jennings. Throws complete to Bailey on the intermediate pass across the middle to the 28-yard line.
Jennings pass complete to number
30 seconds remain in the third.
Been heavier Kevin Jennings, but here we go with the hurry up.
First down.
Knighton receives a handoff to the right. And on first and 10, gains 2. That's going to do it for quarter number 3. BYU will take a 3-point lead to the fourth quarter, 15-12. The Cougs lead the Mustangs on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.